So we're going to begin on Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. It's about halfway down the wide lines. And the first word on the line is Ploini. Everybody has it? Okay, so we're learning the Mishnah. You might well remember Mitzvah Shem from last month. We're talking about the actual process in the Beis Din, how the Beis Din come to their Psak. So the Beis Din will announce, as we saw last month, that we either consider you guilty or innocent or a majority decision or a unanimous decision, etc., etc. Now, the Mishnah at the end said a rather bizarre phrase. The Mishnah says, and this is what the Gemara now quotes, look at the Gemara. Gomru es hadovo. Once they now finished, the Dayanim discussed their stodim, the various pros and cons, and they come to a conclusion. And then, hoyu machnisin, they would bring them in. Now, what does that mean, bring them in? Bring who in? So you can clearly, you can only say that somebody should be brought in if he was initially sent out. Then you could say he was sent out, now you bring him in. So who's that referring to? Who was dispatched? Who was sent out? This is the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Laman. Laman, who's this referring to? Ilema lebalei dinin. Are we talking about the actual balei din, Reuven and Shimon, the accused, the accuser? Are we talking about them? Hosam kaimi, question mark. They're standing right there. The Mishnah, in no place did it ever say that you have to send out the balei din. So what do you mean bring them back in? They're there. Have a look at Rashi. Hosam kaimi, doholoi k'toni masnisin. Because we never stated in the Mishnah sheyotzium that you've got to send them out. La'achar sheshomu divrayim, after we've heard what they have to say. You obviously give them a chance to express their opinion, express their side of the coin. And the Mishnah didn't say, well, after they've said what they have to say, now you expel them. So if it didn't say that, the assumption is they just stand there. So what do you mean, bring them back in? They're never sent out. Says the Gemara, Elo le'edim. So it clearly cannot be referring to the Balei Din. The Balei Din are there. They're standing right there. So you can't say bring them back in when they're there. Rather, it's talking about the Edim. So now, Rabbi Issa, we're going to launch a whole discussion. And this is going to be a lengthy discussion, so we'll just make a brief word of Hakdoma. We're going to have a whole discussion which takes us all the way to the bottom of this Omud and then over the next Omud about the way that Edim see the initial event and about the way that they testify on the initial event. Every Ed, by definition, has two parts to his story. Firstly, he actually saw the event, he witnessed it, and then he comes forth to Beis Din to testify about it. We know an Eid Echod has no value, essentially. We'll see an Omud Beis is one exception, but basically, you need to have Shnei Eidim. So the question is, what does Shnei Eidim mean? What does that mean too? In what way and to what extent do they have to be two? Do they have to be together? So have a look now at the Braisa. We'll see. Elo le'edim. So we've established that when the Mishnah says, bring them back in, it means the Edim. So apparently the Edim were not there. Why? So the Gemara explains. Deloi k'rabinosan. This apparently would not fit in with the opinion of Rabbi Nosson. Now, what did Rabbi Nosson say? So we have a Braisa, which initially does not quote Rabbi Nosson, but eventually does. Says the Mishnah, says the Braisa, the Tanya. Lo oilam ein mitstarfin, ein eduson mitstarefes, the opinion, the two people, the two witnesses will not be mitzaref ad sheyiru shnehem ke'echot. Until literally two of them see the story together. We'll explain this in a moment. Rabbi Shua ben Korach ha'oimer that no, I disagree with that. Afilu b'zeh achazeh. They do not necessarily have to witness the event together. Afilu b'zeh achazeh. Now, what does that mean, b'zeh achazeh? If somebody drove their car on Shabbos, well, there's only one event that they are witnessing. So how can they see it? Zeh achar zeh. So we're going to see later on that we're talking, for example, in a monetary situation. If two Edim testify in Beis Din that Reuven owes Shimon a mona, a mona is a coin. How do they know that Reuven owes Shimon a mona? So there's different ways. Either they could have viewed the loan. We saw Reuven borrowing a mona from Shimon, and we were there at the time. So obviously in that particular case, they're both testifying together about an event that they witnessed together. But what would be if the Edim say, listen, we were not together. My fellow aid, let's say the Edim are Levi and Yehuda. Levi says, I did not see Yehuda present when I witnessed the event that I'm testifying about. So Levi says, listen, I saw Reuven borrow a mona from Shimon. Comes in Yehuda and says, you know something? Guess what? I also saw Reuven borrow a mona from Shimon. I didn't see it together with Levi. So I don't even know if we're testifying about the same event. But the bottom line is we now have two Edim who both claim that Reuven owes a mona to Shimon. That's what it means, zeh achar zeh. They might not be testifying about the same event. So they're not testifying that Reuven killed Shimon and they saw the murder. If that's what they're talking about, then obviously there can't be zeh achazeh. There's only one murder. But in the case of a financial transaction like a loan, they both say, listen, I saw, and yes, I was by myself, I saw Reuven borrow from Shimon. Whether they're both referring to the same story or not is totally irrelevant. Maybe they're not referring to the same story, but they're both in agreement that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. So the Tanakhama says, I'm sorry, that's not considered Eidos. Eidos has to be Ke'echod, which means that we were together witnessing the same event. And Rabbi Shua ben Korach disagrees. Rabbi Shua ben Korach says, no, even Zeh Achar Zeh. The Gemara will discuss this. Exactly what is the logic, what is the source. But that's the case. That is halacha number one. Now continue in the braisa. Next halacha. Ve'ein eiduson miskayemes bebezdin. And their eidos cannot possibly be established in bezdin. Ad sheyoidu shnehen ke'echot. Until they testify together. So here we're not talking about did they witness the event together? That was the first halacha. The second halacha is the way they are presenting their testimony. Must they present their testimony together? First opinion. Rabbi Nosson Oimer that no, it does not need to be together. By the way, together doesn't mean that literally two people talk at the same time. You can't hear two people talking. But it means Reuven and Shimon right after another. Reuven says it in front of Shimon. Shimon says it in front of Reuven. And then after that, we will maybe cross-examine them separately. But they present their testimony back to back. That's called together. Says Reb Nosson, no. Reb Nosson Oimer. Shoymim Dvorov Shalze Hayoim. We are quite happy to listen to the words of one of them today. And when his friend, the fellow aide, comes tomorrow, Shoymin Estevarov, then we'll listen to him. In other words, the Edom do not need to present their testimony together. One can testify today, and one can testify tomorrow. So now, let's sum up. What did the Braisa say? That's the end of the Braisa. The Braisa has taught us two halachas. One with regard to the way that they witnessed the event, and one with regard to the way that they present their testimony. With regard to the way they witnessed the event, so the Tanakhama says they have to witness it together, and they're talking about the same event. And Rabbi Shurim Karcha says, no, they don't. Even talking about different events, but the bottom line is, there's a common thread. Second halacha is not about the witnessing, but rather about the presentation of the testimony. Because the Tanakhama says they've got to present it together, each one in the presence of the other. And Rav Nosson says, no, they don't. One can present his testimony today, and the other one can present his testimony tomorrow. Now let's come back to our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that you bring in the Edim together. You bring them in. So we're trying to work out, who do we bring in? Who's being brought in? If it's the Baal Din, nobody ever mentioned that they left. Who cares whether they're together, not together? They are there, they're not there. So the Gemara's next suggestion is, no, you're right. It's referring to the Edim, but then it does not fit in with Rav Nosson. Why? Because didn't Rav Nosson just say that one aide can present his testimony today and the other one tomorrow? Which clearly therefore tells us that the Edim do not necessarily need to be standing together with each other at the time of their testimony. It could be a completely different day. So if our Mishnah says you've got to bring the Edim in, which presumably means they've got to testify together, that does not fit in with Rav Nosson. Because Rav Nosson says it could be in a different, completely different event, could be a different day. Have a look at Rashi briefly. Says Rashi, Ad sheyiru shneem ke'echos esoedus. They've got to see the event together. Lekamon yalef taima. Later on, we'll see exactly why that should be. That's the first halacha. And the second halacha is, Ein eidusa miskayemes bebezdin, lifsoik hadin al pihem. If we're going to pasken the halacha, then they've got to be over here present together. Ad sheyoidu shneem ke'achas. Who is that talking? That's not part of Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, the Stomahi. That's just said anonymously. The lawyer Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, Komalo, that's not Rabbi Shua ben Korcha speaking. One more Rashi. Leima, therefore, let us say the Deloiker of Nasim. Why? Dohamasnis in Ketoni, because our Mishnah has just stated the way we've explained. Dela Ailinu Lesadi. That you bring in the Edim. Now, why did you bring in the Edim? Now, listen very carefully to this Rashi. Mishum demitchelo, because initially we cannot have two Edim testifying about the event, one in front of the other. Why not? Because then we've got no way of proving if they're telling the truth, because each one has heard the other one's story. So Rashi says, obviously, mitchelo, initially, kesherbodkum, when initially we check them out, obviously, shomu dvorov shelzeh, beloizeh. Obviously, we listen to Levi, not in the presence of Yehuda. We listen to Yehuda, not in the presence of Levi. Then the Mishnah says, bring them in. Bring who in? Can't be the Baal Din. The Baal Din were never sent out. Ah, you mean the Edim. Because the Edim were clearly not both present simultaneously from the outset. Obviously, that defeats the whole purpose. The only way to truly, as we've already discussed, the only way to truly ascertain that the Edim are telling the truth is to hear each one's story independently and then to see whether their testimony is aligned. So clearly, Levi was initially interviewed separately. He was then sent out. Yehuda was brought in. Now the Mishnah is saying, you've got to bring Levi and Yehuda back in. And now when it comes to the formal psak din of the Beis Din, they've got to present their edus together. Why that should be, by the way, we'll soon see. It's learned from Apostle. So finally, we now have pshat in the Mishnah. We're going to see the Gemara is going to reject it in a moment. But at this stage, how is the Gemara understanding? What does it mean you bring them back in? Bring who back in? You bring in the Edim, because clearly they were not present simultaneously until this point. You now bring them in. They will once again, I guess, present their testimony now together. But says the Gemara, that does not fit in with Rav Nosson, because Rav Nosson says, no, one could be today, one could be tomorrow. They never need to be together. Larry, you wanted to say something? Yeah.
Yeah, just a question. If it's a situation where they're talking about the same incident, are they obligated to say, yeah, I saw this aid and yeah, I saw you too? Because if they were supposed to be there together to see the same aid.
That's the first halacha. The first halacha, which we're not discussing for the moment, we'll come back to it presently. The first halacha talks about not the way they present the testimony, but are they testifying about the same event at all?
Right. So if they are, Kavachomer, they should have seen each other.
Yeah,
no, according to that opinion. So if the one guy says, you know, I never saw, by the way, the second, you know, this is, we're talking about the second. So they come at different times. It says, on Monday at 9 o'clock, I saw the following. The next guy comes, he says, on Monday at 9 o'clock, I saw the following. Oh, two guys testify about the same thing. But did you see the first aid? No, he wasn't there. Now we got a problem.
No. That's a different shaila. There's two shailas.
Right. There's a problem.
No, there's one shaila. Do they have to be testifying about the same event? There's another question completely, which is not our discussion, by the way, it's a Mishnah in Makkos, which is, even if they are testifying about the same event, must they have seen each other at the time? That's a different question. So not necessarily. I could be sitting in my apartment and my neighbor across the road was sitting in his apartment. We did not see each other, but we both happened to be looking out the window at the same time, and we saw a murder in the street. I was not aware that there was another eight. That is a discussion in Makkos about, must they see each other? Okay, so for the moment, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the actual presentation of the testimony. If the Mishnah said they've got to be brought in, apparently they've got to present their testimony together. That does not seem to fit in with Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson said, one can talk today, the other one can come in tomorrow. They never need to be together. Says the Gemara, no. Loi, the last word on the line. Loi, that's not the case. We're going back to our first suggestion. Loi, la'oilam la'balei dinim. Really, it's referring to the Balei Din. Now, we rejected that initially because how can you say bring the Balei Din in when we never mentioned that you sent them out? Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you. This is referring to the opinion of Rabbi Nehemiah. Rabbi Nehemiah, Titania, Rabbi Nehemiah, Imam Ebraisa, the quotes from Nehemiah, and it says as follows. Kach, Hoya minhogom, this was the custom of Nekiei Hadas of Yerushalayim, of the great tzaddikim in Yerushalayim. What did they do? The tzaddikim of Yerushalayim, the Dayanim of Yerushalayim, machnisim lebalei dinim, they initially brought in the balei din to hear their version of events. V'shoyimin divreihem, we would obviously then listen to what they have to say. Umachnisin esoedim, and you then bring in the witnesses, v'shemin divrehem, and you listen to what they have to say. But then umoitzin oison lechutz. When Nehemiah said, you then send everybody out, both the two protagonists and the two edim, v'noisin v'noisnin bedavo, and then the Beis Din would discuss it. So if that's the case, we now have a new pshat in our Mishnah. When the Mishnah says you bring them back in, bring who back in? So the Gemara initially said it can't be referring to the Balei Din because I'm not aware they were ever sent out in the first place. Well, now we've just explained. Rav Nechemiah says that's what the Nekiyei Hadas in Yerushalayim used to do. Yes, they used to send them out. So at the time that the Dayanim were being Noisei V'Noisein, which means they were discussing backwards and forth, there was nobody present. So when it says bring them back in, it does make sense to say that we're referring to the Balei Din because the Balei Din indeed were sent out. And therefore, we do not anymore need to say that the Mishnah doesn't fit in with Rav Nosson. We thought that the Mishnah was talking about the Eidim, in which case we said it's Deloika Rav Nosson. Because we thought that the Mishnah was teaching me you've got to bring the Eidim back in. No. Who says it's referring to that? It's referring to the Balei Din. So the Mishnah is not a refutation of Rav Nosson. However, says the Gemara, I do have a braisa. V'hotanya. But we do, however, have a braisa which says, Gomru es hadovo, machnisin es ha'edim. Underline the word edim. In the Mishnah, it's a little bit vague. It says you bring them back in. Who's the them? So we can have a discussion. We can suggest it's not referring to the Eidim. But I'm sorry to tell you, in this Brisa, it's black and white. It's not unequivocal. The Brisa says, Machnisin es ha'edim. Bring the Eidim in. Says the Gemara, you're quite right. Hahi deloike Rav Nosson. That Brisa certainly does not fit in with Rav Nosson. After all, didn't Rav Nosson say that there's absolutely no necessity whatsoever for the Eidim to be giving their testimony in each other's presence? One can say today, one can say tomorrow. But this Braisa clearly says, Machnisin es ha'edim. The Eidim do need to be there together, says the Gemara, right? I have no choice but to say that that Braisa, not the Mishnah, the Braisa does not fit in with Rav Nosson. Therefore, in the final analysis, the Mishnah may well be referring not to the Eidim, but rather to the Balei Din. So therefore, the Mishnah is not a disproof of Rav Nosson's opinion, because all the Mishnah was saying is, bring the Balei Din back in. But the Braisa is definitely a contradiction to Rav Nosson, which is fine. Rav Nosson is a Tana, he's allowed to argue. But the Braisa says, bring the Eidim back in, not the Balei Din. So that clearly is muchach, not like Rav Nosson. Now, even though we've presented all the halachas, we have not explained any logic or sources for all of these halachas. Do they have to witness about the same event, a different event, have to give a testimony together, not together? Why yes, why no? Bezrat Hashem, we'll see all of that tomorrow, mitzvah. Okay, be well. We should all have Besuras Tevis, Mitzvah Hashem.
Amen, amen, Yisrael Koach.